Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another splendiferous episode.
Splendiferous, babies.
Of No Need for Apologies.
I'm going to talk to Dave Temple. And I'm the great boy, Derek Gaines.
I was looking down like a autistic person, like, is it playing? Like, I'm totally on camera, just not looking at it. This is how you know I'm not prepared to do the news. Like, I would get distracted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Unless the prompter is right in front of your face.
Yeah. But it probably just looking down at something in general. Like, Yeah, because you know they be texting, like, until the countdown.
You know why I started memorizing shit? What? Because I bombed on a speech competition back in 10th grade.
Uh-huh.
I almost won the whole thing. And then I forgot the last line and had to look down at my notes. And then I came in third. And it was a Martin Luther King speech thing. And I lost to a white girl. So I was just like...
Yeah, man. White girls be studying, man. Yo.
And I was like, you know what? So after that, I started memorizing everything. I was like, if I read some shit, I got to memorize.
You memorize all your lines? Like when you have a lot of dialogue or
something? When it's a lot of dialogue... I got to sit in my room for like 3-4 hours, but yeah, I try my damnedest to memorize it.
How many pages, what do you think is the most amount of pages you can like remember?
I don't even know. I'll be glad when I get that challenge though, I'll put it in the universe. I'll be glad when I get a thick script.
If you had the, oh yeah, right? Because scripts is like how many pages?
Yeah, whatever. And Derek, you in this movie and you got a monologue and you got to do dialogue with such and such and such and it's a 7-page scene.
Yeah.
Straight talking. Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah,
that's the challenges that I'm waiting for.
That's right? I know I'm a fuck up if I get any acting roles because anything that I've done so far, I'm like, I'm sorry, what's the line?
Nah, I kind of like going because here goes the thing: if you memorize it, you could trick it out.
What you mean?
If you can memorize the lines, and then you can cater the lines to your personality because you know the lines.
Okay.
So if you know the lines, it's already something in the back of your mind, so you could put your best acting forward. So if you got the script, that's your base.
Okay.
I know how to fuck with these words because I memorized them.
Okay.
So I know how the beats, I know the timing, I know all that. So now I have to act.
Right.
Because there's one thing for memorizing and there's another thing to act out what you read.
I know exactly what you're saying because that's what it is for me with jokes.
Yeah.
With jokes, it's not about memorizing the words or sticking. I mean, for some people it is, but for me it's not.
For me, it's the sticking.
It's more, I mean, yeah, there's words that you got to land, but for me, it's a lot of the inflection and the conviction. You know what I mean? Like, and I got to remember the feeling behind what I'm trying to say.
Y'all want to go giggle?
Exactly.
Y'all want some ice cream? That shit makes me laugh. I love that joke. Y'all want to go giggle?
But I'm also learning Spanish, just to make this about me again. Okay. Duolingo, 275 days, son.
You Pablo Escobar.
Right. And here's the thing with Spanish, is the same thing. I don't have to memorize how to say shit. I got a more, like, I know the blueprint of what I'm trying to say, and I could get a word wrong, but as long as I'm giving them that, like, that's
just... Taínos. Taíno Indians.
Escúchame. Escúchame. Hey, cállate. Like, that's it. As long as there's the inflection behind it, I don't even have to say it right. Cállame. What? Shout out. You get it.
Mira. Mira. That's the only one out. Look. Mira.
I know I be messing up my barber. I be saying shit like mucho gusto when I go to pay him. And mucho gusto just means like I'm pleased to meet you. But, you know, he gets it. Like, yeah. Mucho
bueno
gusto.
Trabajo. Bueno trabajo. That means good job, right? Good job. Good work. Good job.
We can't hear you.
Oh.
is still not hearing you. They unplugged all the goddamn mics.
Yeah, they don't like us.
We had to start the show over because we started recording and like nothing was plugged in.
Yeah,
we can hear you now.
Jesus. Sorry. Yeah, I was saying you're speaking extremely formally to your barber. Mucho gusto.
Right.
Is it extreme formal? That's it. Oh, okay.
I mean,
no, mucho gusto is like a really formal way of saying.
Oh, all right. Okay.
It's a pleasure to meet
your
you.
Elders that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like Spanish, man. There's a lot of rules that I, you know, English don't got because English got other rules.
That's what's weird too for the language to have so many rules. How come the people don't follow no rules?
Because we were conquered. We're not natural born
Spanish. Oh shit! Bring on the history of the Taínos.
Oh shit, man. We're going to have a fun show today. I don't know if you guessed this, but I do want to get it some plugs before he gets here because we got a lot of stuff to plug. I'm very excited, man.
We keep adding shows.
Well, yeah, we've been adding shows. We've been on a lot of podcasts.
I done forgot about shows we got. I had to reschedule one.
Yeah, so I don't know. You got the show day calendar here. We've been on a lot of podcasts lately. I know you can catch me on Legion of Skanks that came out last night, as well as Derek and I were on the You Know What Dude with Bobby Kelly.
Yo, man, Bobby funny, man.
Episode to hang out with.
Funny.
Plug the tour. Thank you all the new followers that came in from that. You know what I mean? Saw a lot of new followers
on
the
page. We got new followers?
Yeah. So thank you, everybody that's coming from that. Real quick, chance to see us live as the four tour is underway. House of Comedy, Minneapolis, this weekend, February 8th to the
10th.
Not the 11th, it's the 10th.
10th.
Yeah, we're not doing the 11th show.
Because of the Super Bowl.
Right. Now, February 15th, this is going to be pretty interesting. The day after Thanksgiving, the official
Thanksgiving,
Derek and I will be doing a nice little live taping showcasing together. We're on air with a bunch of other comics in Brooklyn at the Gutter.
We're not at the same time, right? We're going one after another, right?
Well, yeah. But we'll both be on the show.
But we both on the show.
If you're in Brooklyn and you want to come and see, you know, us in Brooklyn, here's a chance to see the two of us. And it's a pretty cool show because it's a taping. Go ahead, scroll up. What else you got there? The Borgata, that'll be me. I'm going down there that weekend. That little post black. That's a black weekend in Atlantic City right there. February 16th to the 18th, you can catch me over at the Borgata Casino and Hotel. Then I'm going to be hightailing across the country to meet my brother in Los Angeles. Wednesday night, February 21st, at the Comedy Store in the Belly Room. Don't interrupt the plugs.
You got it.
Move it up! I hate you people. Nah. Oh, then right back across the country Philadelphia. City Winery tickets are moving for that show, so please make sure you fill that thing up. So happy to be coming home. This is a good little homecoming show.
Yeah, the City Winery is going to be fun.
Yeah, and then we get on the plane and head across the big flight over to the UK, London, at the Bill Murray, the Angel Comedy Club. The following weekend we'll be at City Comedy Club. And then we get back to...
And City Comedy Club, they about to catch some city for real. I'm about to do it. We're going to do it in there.
City guys.
But make sure you see us at the Bill Murray, because that's the one we're hosting.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You right. So, like, if I see you at the 16th, and you're like, big fan of the show, mate. And I'm like,
I don't know. Is that Australian?
Yes, so... Whatever.
Because we go anyway.
A big fan of the show, mate. Oh,
bruv,
I love it.
Bruv.
I think you guys are brilliant.
Bruv, gov.
You're brilliant.
Bruv, gov.
I've got on me black forces.
Bob's your uncle.
Right? And they're all like, I'm like, well, why wasn't you at the Bill Murray show last week? Yeah, we just make fun of you for that for an hour. Mm. All right, then we come back over to the nation's capital, D.C., for the D.C. Comedy Festival. What's that date again? I can't see it. It's right behind us there.
Well, April 8th.
April 8th.
We opening it up, I heard.
April 19th to the 20th, then we'll do a 420 show, four shows at the Port in Baltimore, man. So I can't think of a better place to end the tour than Baltimore.
No, this tour's not done. We got Arizona, too.
Okay.
I just found out. Sometime in there, when I get the dates, we'll put
it on. And I know we're going back to Soul Joe's, but yeah, that's the first dates right now. So.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
They keep adding them on. I'm feeling good about that.
Yeah. That's exciting. I'm still kind of blown away, you know, when I'm always on in front of a microphone, whether it's our podcast or someone else's podcast. plugging this shit, but to be actually saying that shit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm going to go on tour.
Because before it was just like, yeah, check us out on YouTube. Yeah, I'll be at my mama's house eating turkey. Things are happening. God is great. Bless God. Anyway.
Was you talking to somebody? Did I see the guest? Was that who you was talking to? Okay. They in here? They ready to go? Oh, well, yeah. Come on and bring them in here, man.
Yeah, yeah.
We got a guest, a great guest this week. I think first time, at least on season
Cannon.
Three.
Man. Mike Cannon. No, I think first time ever.
In the building. Mike Cannon. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
That's right.
The Cannon. Yeah.
Welcome to the program, Mike.
Cannon.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. How you doing, man?
I'm okay.
What you been up to?
It's good.
Huh? What you been up to?
You know, just mentally spiraling.
Oh, I about you to about to say mentoring. I'm like, get the fuck
out mentally
of here.
That's your
mentoring
thing.
Mentoring people?
Mentally, no, mentally spiraling is your thing, bro.
Huh?
It's been your thing for a little while. The mental spiral?
I've shattered this.
The most crafty spiraler I've ever met.
The most what?
Crafty. Beautiful comedy. Just eloquent spiraling.
It's beautiful. Appreciate it.
That's canon.
You guys don't spiral, right?
I haven't spiraled lately.
I've never even seen you experience doubt.
Yeah, man, no. Confidence only works at 100%. It only works at 100%. It's got to be at 100%, bro.
That is weird that everybody thinks black people are just killing it, man. You know what I mean?
We be in our head for real.
I really didn't know
that. Black people seem to be having a wonderful time.
We always partying, always having a good party. Everybody love a good party.
No, but specifically, you two are very confident people.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. All right, yeah.
And I don't mean that as an insult or anything. I mean that as almost like, I wish there was a way I could, you know, bag it up or something and kind of absorb it for myself.
Yeah. I've been selling it at sperm clinics now.
Okay.
I got a vasectomy.
But
so
your
now
sperm
I'm
don't
just,
work.
Yeah, I'm selling empty sperm to lesbians.
You're selling blanks?
And
you out here they're shopping off blanks.
The oregano of cum.
Yeah, you want a nice, tall, confident black son? There you go.
CBD. Ain't no TAC in that shit at all. Yeah, but no, that's so funny. But no, man, that comes through watching you. I only got confident because I was like, well, God, I got to do something because I don't want to show how scared I am when these white comics be killing these rooms and I'm a black dude trying to be in the mainstream.
Okay.
So I'm like, let me throw on my cape.
That's
before
so
I go out there.
So that's an inherent thing?
It was learned. It was learned because, you know, I got teased in high school and all that shit. I had to build it up. I had to watch Def Jam. I had to do push-ups, all that goofy shit. So, you know.
Yeah.
I love that Rocky montages.
Yeah.
I need a montage.
Yeah, man. And then getting snapped on by my friends for years on it.
Yeah.
It gives you a cool callus.
Playing sports is actually kind of a really great training ground for stand-up because me personally, I took an absolute beating from all of my teammates because I was typically one of the few white guys on my basketball teams or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it was always that, which was great.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I always respected that too, man. Like the white guys that still play basketball with all the black guys, like, oh, you really love the game.
Well, white guys in basketball are black people in everything else.
Abso-fucking, that is beautiful. Put a thing on that.
That is funny. Because it is. Like, you're like, oh, you're going to keep showing up?
Yeah.
All right, well, I appreciate the heart. You know what? He's gonna be something. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
look
man.
At him. Look, he still shows up against all odds. Wow.
Yeah. And you know when a white boy been playing long, all his passes get real J. Will.
Oh,
you'd be
dude,
like, that's
that
J. Will shit.
I had a shaved head. I wore those knee supports, too, for patella tendonitis.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God, yeah.
I wore the Hyperflights.
Yeah, yeah.
I was all J-Will. Almost wrote White Boy.
You guys,
on my knuckles.
You guys always scared me because I was never that good. I guess I could hold my own, but I should have been a lot better.
Mm.
And then if we came across like a white guy that could play in like street pickup games,
jukes.
I was like, oh, dude, come on. This is my work. No, these guys are never going to let me hear the end of this.
Well, that's like, I think that's why I liked comedy so much is because, high school basketball was fine. Organized basketball was fine. But the true fun that I had was like playing playground basketball. And any time, especially dopey me with whatever, you'd cross somebody up and the response from everybody would be shock.
Oh, yeah.
Utter disbelief.
That's like when a white comic do a joke in a black room and they go up.
Yeah.
You ever seen a white comic do the one cool weave joke? We accept them 100%.
Yeah, you show a little bit of knowledge.
Yeah.
I'm fucking drawing a blank on this kid's name right now. He's a funny comic, but he's Jewish, very unassuming, you know, glasses, but he's good as shit at basketball, even though he's little. And his thing. He'll drain right in your, but he didn't talk shit. He just pushes his glasses up and gets back on defense. And that is his talking shit.
It's like an episode of the Boondocks.
Dude, I wish I had more of that, that cool calm, but I was such an emotional cuck. Anybody could get to me. I was a complete head case.
Oh, yeah, man.
I thought my fire, or I thought my anger fueled me, but it completely took me out of the game.
Yeah.
I was totally that kid.
Fight a lot? Like, was your dad on the side yelling at you?
Well, my dad was a non-athlete, so it would enrage me because I was good, so he got attention, like, collaterally.
Oh, you know wow. I mean?
So he didn't know basketball, but noticed that I was getting attention for both him and me, and he would yell out vague shit like run fast, grab it, man. Dude, I remember the whitest thing I've ever done in my life was middle of the game. I was so livid at my father's vague, you know, horseshit.
Right.
I literally turned to him and I go, what's a rebound? I was like 10.
Pop quiz, tell motherfucker. Pop quiz. What is this rebound
Stop
you keep saying?
Faking like you care about me, nigga.
Yeah, that's so funny.
That's
so great.
I worry about that. Like, if my kids kind of out, like, they outgrow me and some of their interests that just have nowhere on my radar.
Totally.
And I'm like, I got to cheer this shit on. like some Dungeons and Dragons or some shit like that.
Yeah. So you're seeing your black ass at a Quidditch match. Oh. You're just like, what in the fuck is this?
Yeah, man. I was worried when my
Harry Potter.
When my youngest daughter was in fourth grade, there was three classrooms, like, you know, three. Okay. And there were three black kids in her whole school, so they just put one in each class to make sure everybody got one.
Dang. You got to distribute these chocolates even.
And they didn't have the same, the way the school was broken up, they didn't have the same recess yard. Mm-hmm. So, like, everybody went to different parts of the playground, so she would only see the other three kids through gates.
Oh, my God.
How's it on your side? It's crazy over here. These crackers.
So I have no idea what, like, so my daughter lives in Arizona now. Yeah. I have no idea what, like, as a black girl growing up in Arizona, what that's going to lead to.
Sure.
Interest wise. And I'm like, oof, I hope I don't get put
Have
in
you
that
had
situation.
To do research for anything yet?
Some of, like, the gymnastics stuff and, like, the cheer.
You're
cheer.
Like, who's this Larry Nassar guy?
Yeah.
That was if the you trainer would've... that molested all those girls. Sorry.
Oh,
terrible.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Oh, yeah, I knew who he was.
Well, y'all know the molestation. We never know molestation. We never know.
I coach gymnastics.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not awkward?
No, of course it was, but I didn't even know I was doing that. I literally, it was just the gymnastics place, and I was looking for summer work. Like, as a janitor or something, trying to fill time in between seasons or whatever. And I walked in there, and the lady behind the desk was this, like, 60-year-old Russian woman, fake breasts, like, lips, the whole thing, Botox to the gills, like, actually kind of a piece for 60-something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And she truly walked from behind the desk, looked me up and down, patted my ass, and told me I was hired. And then I didn't know what I was hired for, but it turned out I was a birthday party host.
Okay.
Where I would, like, throw the kids into a pit.
And, oh,
like,
okay.
Flip! The vault and shit. Yeah. Had no, I couldn't even touch my toes, but yeah, I had that job.
Wow, see that?
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in the States where Delta 8 is legal?
Yeah.
You want to get high?
What?
Like, really high.
Say word.
Like, really super duper legally high?
Like, superty duperty?
Well, now it's time to go to yodelta.com.
Okay.
Where you can stock up on high quality, lab tested Delta 8. And you damn right I'm tripping. I'm tripping off of Delta 8.
You tripping off Delta 8. What they got?
Well, if you go to yodelta.com,
okay.
You're going to find all of your, like, gummies, vapes, flowers, all of you getting stone needs.
You said they got gummies and vapes?
Yeah, man. Okay. We got to get some vapes too, because I know, like, weed is legal in Minneapolis, but I don't know where to go to get it. It's new. I don't think they got the
They ain't even got this shit on the GPS yet.
Yeah, so we should hit up Yo Delta and have them ship some stuff out to the hotel room, you know what I mean? Some gummies, some vapes, whatever, so we can Yo Delta it up all weekend long. It's legal. If you're over the age of 21, can be shipped to all the states, and it's found in hemp and can be legally shipped and smoked, chew, do whatever. At YoDelta.com, you'll find everything you need. And if you check out and use promo code GAS, that's GAS.
I saw what you did there.
Yeah, you're going to get 25% off. One more time, that's promo code GAS, G-A-S, for 25% off. YoDelta.com. Let's get back into it.
Let's get back into it.
I was just telling my girl about that, about what I could have been good at track if I'd have had a proper coach when mm-hmm. we got good to. So we were required to run track if you played football or basketball, just so that you didn't get fatter out of shape in the off season, right?
Oh, that's cool.
But we didn't have proper funding. So like all of our sports coaches were like teachers that had to act in that second capacity.
Yeah. Oh, they needed,
and it you could tell it
and
went from
$5,000 for a season,
right?
So it was nothing,
and you could tell it went from like, "Hey, this is available if you guys want to do it." To everybody has to do one now. And I remember our track coach at the time, this poor woman, Miss Emery, who was the health. She was the home ec teacher. Mm-hmm. Lady looked like Newman from Seinfeld.
Okay.
Like that body shape, everything. She was our track coach.
Yeah, damn, man. Right,
she was. Don't you hate that? But at the same, cool runnings when John Candy was the bobsled coach.
But she had nothing for us. And I had extremely tight quadriceps.
Yeah.
And she didn't know any stretches or anything to do. She just feel like, I don't know, go stretch and let me know when it feels better. And it's like, those are my track days.
Her skin was stretched far enough.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, we never stood a chance.
Like those chubby personal trainers that be at Blink. What the fuck?
I almost feel like it's kind of reverse psychology where they're just kind of putting it almost as a scared straight. Like, just don't. If you fuck
don't
up,
be like,
you just get, like, if you fall off, man, this is your
future.
What you
gonna look like?
This boneless water balloon.
I want you to, give me your number. I'm gonna send you a picture. And it's just him with no shirt on. This would be you if you don't get up.
I had the same, I had a gym teacher who was like another 350, 400 pound woman. Delightful, fine, nice, but certainly shouldn't have had any authority over physical fitness.
You should be the home ec teacher.
Yeah. Yeah. Or
that's
like,
a low-hanging,
you know, teach topographical maps with all of our varicose veins.
Yeah.
Something.
I remember our football teacher was, our science teacher was the football coach in middle school, but he was actually like, he played college football and he had more to him than we thought. And he definitely earned our respect on the field. I was like, oh shit. You know what I mean? All right, fuck. I'll listen to physics.
Did he put on shoulder pads?
And sometimes he would hit without them. Mm-hmm. We would have, because this is middle school,
so
we can only hit but so hard in his eyes. So sometimes he would take us out with his raw shoulder. And that was just pure aggression on some, I'm tired of you being a dick in class. You know what I mean? Like,
do it the right way.
Yeah.
Dude, I got trucked by, I played football 1 year. I got into an argument with my soccer coach junior year. And then I ended up playing football senior year. It was the most fun sports season of my entire life because it truly had no pressure whatsoever.
Okay.
I was just with my buddies. I was going to just be a kicker because I went from soccer to that. Ended up starting as a defensive back.
Okay.
Played receiver a little bit. So much fun. And then, but it was the same thing where what were we just talking about?
Coach playing football.
Know. Wow. My brain just completely lost my thought.
But it's still about sports.
I was very excited about what I was going to say, too.
It's in the ballpark.
Did you see that? That's crazy.
Did you smoke?
What?
Are you high?
Yeah.
That's what he does.
High. Yeah. No, I know.
Yeah.
But that was awful. I've never had my brain reboot that quickly.
It was alive.
So you was playing, you played defensive back.
Yep,
fun
I went
time.
Off on that whole tangent as if I was just trying to prove myself to you guys.
You shouldn't have.
Oh, wait till they see this.
I was like, wait till they
this
know
is
I
gonna
actually
be funny.
Played.
Yeah.
Damn. Well,
that's
you know,
okay. It'll come back.
Yeah, it was fun.
It'll come back.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. All right. So,
that's so funny, though. Yeah, those brain farts do be real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fine, God. They'll all come back.
Yeah, do you participate in marijuana?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
It's gotten Derek a bit did. Crazy. I had no idea you did.
I'm not a big get
I got
high
everybody
in
on it.
Person like excuse me in public
sure
kind of peer
guy,
pressured
just
all
just
because
I
friends.
Never know who's going to be out there, but I am usually high
okay
a lot.
I peer pressured all the homies into smoking weed, bro.
I wouldn't say it was peer pressure from you. I would definitely say life got crazy.
Yeah, I go. Oh, yeah. Like, not everybody else, but all
right, we need something. You know what I mean? Like something like. Cause I was doing it stone sober for years, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like in the game, and it just, I don't know, man. Shit just got crazy. Like not even to make it a drama. It just like shit went wild, and you were just like, okay,
yeah,
I'll keep playing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's Nice. That's what it is. Just
so
like
you don't drink.
Now I do. I started drinking again last year, man. Okay. And I knew what it was. It's fucking weird. We're going to Minneapolis this week, but that's where I started drinking again. Mm-hmm. We were in Minneapolis.
I mean, it's
last
cold
year.
As fuck, you have to do something.
We were
to
there for
yourself.
New Year's, and my grandmother died, and it was like, we got two shows.
Yeah.
Somebody yeah, give me a tequila.
And I pulled my back. I pulled out my back. I sneezed. And
you did?
Fit.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude.
That weekend, I had to really limp it out. Yeah, Minnesota's crazy later.
There's nothing more old feeling, too, than a slight movement and just every guitar string in your back just pops. And you're like, well, I'm fucking finished.
I just lost 8 days to that.
No kidding.
8 days. I was putting something underneath for the fucking kitchen sink. Oi!
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, oi, oi. Ah, fuck.
Yeah, that didn't feel right.
I go to the chiropractor. That's been great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think of it as a racket? Because the reason why I have not done it yet is because I'm nervous about it being like, it has to be now I go consistently.
So here's the crazy thing. I thought so until my insurance stopped sending me to that guy, and he was like, don't worry about it, I'll just do a pro bono, keep coming.
No kidding.
Yeah, so it's clearly not about the money.
Man, good luck.
And I think he respected the fact that he's like, I see you take care of yourself and you follow through with everything, so yeah, I'd rather treat you
and at
least see my shit work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine is $75 a trip.
Shout out to Dr. Paul Rubens, which that took a little bit of getting used to.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Getting his feels on. But nah, man, yeah, the chiropractor is crazy. I go a lot.
You go too?
Yeah, I go a lot.
Dude, I have to. I think I'm like transitioning into all of this shit.
They got a table. When you get on that table, you're going to be straight because it's a table with a wheel in it.
Yeah.
And it roll your back. They put it on for 20 minutes. And it just works your spine out. That's what I actually
it
go
It feels
for.
Weird, though, because it's like, as it goes up
it's
and down,
you.
It makes your pelvis go, you go up like and down. Yeah. So thank God they put you in a room by yourself, and you can just lay there and just moan. Oh, God, that feels so good. I mean, right? And it'll evacuate you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, you'll get that rub thing, and then they take you into another room and strap you down, face down on the table, and they got this pump that it pulls you apart.
Yeah.
And it gives him, because I'm a big guy. So him having me stretched out that way with the table, it allows him the easier to crack, crack,
right,
crack.
Right.
And man, you just go in the bathroom and take the biggest shit, and then you just leave. And you're like, wow.
That's part
you know,
of the
I
service.
Don't shit at mine like way, because sir. The toilet's right next to the main doctor's office. So I don't want to blow up his whole shit. Because the toilet is right, like the bathroom is right next
care?
To the doctor's office.
What
you
care what the heat thing? My chiropractor.
Because you're going to smell that.
My chiropractor would do like these electrolysis things on me. Then I would get aligned, is what they call the cracking. And then they would do a massage. By the time they got to the massage, I was like farting all over the place. And
no kidding.
They're just like, it's fine. You're like, yeah, better be fine because you're twisting me like a pretzel. Like, yeah, of course I'm going to fart.
But I want to get to a point. I feel like you can get to a point where you won't fart, right? Like, I feel like if I get to, like, a Gandhi level of, like, gauntness, there's nothing left in that, and you just fold me and nothing comes out.
You're
right?
Already at Nirvana.
Right.
Yeah.
You have nothing left to fart.
You're completely mobile, yeah. There's
just
no other gas you got to get out.
A deflated, inflatable toy, you know.
What if that's just, like, spine gas?
Bear left.
Huh? Is that just gas in your spine, and he just works out, like the air bubbles in your spine?
Oh, yeah. But that's all cracking anything is. It's like you're letting either air into the joint or out of the joint.
Right? Some shit like that. I wish I've spoken to you guys earlier.
Oh yeah,
I've like farted with so much shame in these massages that I didn't know it was just classic.
I don't behavior. Be farting. These two gassy motherfuckers.
Okay,
I be in there trying to concern myself.
But you guys saying that they expect it is like
I think we probably just made that up.
Okay,
because I'm not gonna lie, I do realize that he just said that. Mm-hmm. Like yeah, I fart a lot. Like it's not. I don't even know if I fart around you a lot, but like at the crib. It's nonstop.
But I burp a lot. So
nonstop. Because I have IBS, so I have to kind of pay attention to what I eat.
I forgot about that.
Right,
you really got a thing.
Right. So, like, but my farts are, like, loud, like, because, like, I'm straight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just like my butthole is tight and dry.
I hear you. I hear
you, dude. You ever had a fart so strong it scratch an itch?
You ever had one? Scratch whatever was going on. You be like, that's rough ass hair.
That it feels like a
nice little... scratch an itch. I've had those. Those are good farts. When they scratch the itch inside your ass, that's a dry ass fart. That's a straight fart. Scratch that itch. I ain't got to dig up my ass. Thank you, air in my stomach.
Shit, man. Yeah, that's usually
like
hype.
A breath in the winter's morning.
It stings. Yeah. It stings. It's prickly.
Yeah. Oh. That's usually how you know I'm up, though. A nice loud little. Mm-hmm. Like, yep. Dave's up.
Dude, I have. I sleep. My wife and I sleep ass to ass together because we're not in love. But we. the other night, I farted, and I think it entered her body.
Okay.
Because she truly went, like, and popped up, and then, like, it inflated her.
Wow.
And then she went back to
That's
sleep.
That's crazy, bro. What is that?
That's love.
That's dude, transference. Dude. That's a air transfer.
Wow.
Damn. That's insane.
Yeah, that is the fun thing, man, when it gets to that point. Are you guys, like, sleeping, like, on your phones also? Or?
Oh, no. I mean, we actually, we're pretty good. But, yeah, we go, I mean, we are on our phones, but we're rewatching Sopranos for the fourth time.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is.
Too. Yeah, you got to find something to do together and watch together. Yeah, yeah. Man.
That's so funny.
We've been talking since we were 10. Like, we've
That's right.
been having
That's
conversations
right.
with each other for 28 years. So, yeah. It's like, you know, we can take a break on a couple nights.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Man,
wow.
My lady took a dance class. That was pretty fun to try to learn, do something together. You know, you just like mix it up.
What kind of dancing?
Bachata.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice. Were you good?
I think so. T, was that good? Or how'd you think I did? You never told me about mine.
I never heard T talk about Dave's dancing.
Because you guys don't want to hear the opinions of women. It's okay.
Who the fuck said that?
I appreciate that.
Who said that? Stop trying to make that a feminist. That's a feminist.
Yeah.
Wait, you just did a feminist.
Where are the women at?
No, go ahead.
You and that.
Well, there's no women, I guess. So,
anyway, don't do the feminism. What happened?
I think Dave did a really good job. Hey, I said I'm slowly turning him Dominican, like between the lip droop that he does when he does a Spanish accent. Mm-hmm. Bueno. Yeah, that.
I do that shit all the time. Bueno. I do that to my barber when he's finished cutting my shit, and he turned me around for me. Bueno.
That's fucking silly.
Because you know what? Her grandma does it. So that's where I learned that shit from, her grandma. Everything is... Because remember your grandma used to do this shit when we were...
How Caribbean people, period, judge you with their mouth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They don't say anything. So if they think you're gay, they're like... If they think you're this, that... It's a lot of up and down and pointing.
That's outstanding. Yeah.
So when it was still COVID and her grandmother was still wearing a mask, mm-hmm. she would do it with the mask. She would just go... She would just like do a quick little adjustment, and you knew like that meant, she's making a face under
whatever
there.
Way it crinkled.
Yeah, yeah. I like the Spanish people's way of life. I do.
For sure.
Yeah, like they, you know.
Expressive.
Yeah. That's the biggest thing. I was talking about that before you came in. I've been doing Duolingo to get my Spanish up so I can hear what they're saying about me.
That's a good idea.
But yeah, so I'm like 275 days in.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm getting pretty good. But again, I've learned you don't have to know what you're saying, just as long as you say it with confidence.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And as long as you're talking to men. Men respect whatever. Because think about it. Like, if you're, like, doing something, like, say you're playing cards with your friends.
Sure. Okay.
And some Russian guy walks in, thick accent. What are you playing? Right? Like, you get it. Like, oh, he's not that good, right. But at least he came in and said, what's up?
He's trying to give it a whirl.
That's the same way they look at it with us, man. It's just like, oh, yeah, I get it.
Well, and then, so you got to do the whole formal training, and then you basically have to learn how to speak like a human being after
right?
Yeah, so it's tough.
Yeah, so right now I can listen to like one person at a time. Mm-hmm. The barbershop is like sensory overload, you know what I mean? I'm like a dog coming outside. Like
yeah, it's just too much. All these accents, all these fast-ass bumblebee words.
Yeah.
I like that though. That's like that's more to me than like, you know, taking on a religion. You could study for the religion test. You know what I mean? If I wanted to become Jewish, I could pass that test.
Okay.
But then you never have to really study again.
Okay.
But the fact is, you're studying and learning an entire language.
Yeah.
And I don't know if what I just said was true, but
no,
why
it did.
I say it with conviction.
It did. I just almost got heavy on it. I'll still say it. I do it because my dad had Alzheimer's.
Okay.
I don't want to get that, so I'm like, we gotta use this brain.
Staying sharp.
Keep learning. Like,
You're driving the bus.
I'm just massively.
You're driving the bus.
Input, give me. Ah, fuck that. Yep.
Learn, I gotta learn.
Something, anything.
I don't want my brain to break fucking, like my dad.
I'm in the house making plants grow. I'm doing all kinds of crazy shit, dude. Man. It's been amazing like the past couple of years, but it is definitely like a kind of like a freak out overhaul. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean?
I just started sewing for similar reasons.
Yeah.
Oh, like just to keep my brain active and to also, it's very meditative.
I play the crosswords.
You do?
Yeah.
Does it help?
Sure. I'm on level 2,556 or some shit like that, so yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. There's no need for apologies, but Derek is such a hot chick, what he just did. He was just, hey, wait, what about me?
Y'all niggas over here getting smart.
Hey,
I gotta say some smart shit. Fuck y'all. Niggas are sewing and speaking different languages. Let me tell
I
you
do
my
crosswords
and play Spider-Man with the music.
What about
on.
Me?
Someone I play Spider-Man 2 with the hip hop on. And it's boom bap rap.
No one's talking about me for 3 minutes.
Hey, I was just trying to relate. Just
I
trying
just
to be
say,
a
like,
gentleman. I do the crosswords and shit. Y'all niggas over here getting smart. Let me say something
smart.
Let
me tell you something. This is funny. We're going to go back to what Mike
I'm
was
on
saying.
A high level.
But he does this. I swear to God, last night we were at the fucking cellar, right? And after his set, he wants to go and hang out and, you know, get all his little accolades and shit like that, only to be cornered by the most annoying people ever. And it was just like, yep, you deserve every bit of it.
Oh, you was laughing at me?
When I was,
oh, you
I
was laughing at me? I thought you was laughing at them with
hell
me.
Hell no, I was laughing because I would just look up and notice, oh, they're still talking. You know what I mean?
They just yakking. They was yak, just yakking.
I'm surprised that's you, though, dude. That's me. Like, I get dominated socially all the time. I'm such a people-pleasing ass that if somebody corners me like that, I don't know how to get out
but
of it.
But, she wasn't saying nothing for me to cuss out. Because, you know, everybody know me. I cuss out.
But even not cursing her out, just if it's just irritating and
everybody knows
I'm
irritated.
I don't need to be in this conversation.
Right.
Yeah, just walk off. Because that's what we do. If I can't stand it no more, I get the fuck out of here. Right. I go, I can't. Just a distraction. Go ahead, guys. Back to your smart shit. I'm sorry.
So you're cutting. No, not cutting, but you said sewing.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm just starting doing it because it started. I watched this TikTok of some guy.
Oh, my God.
It's immediate. China has beaten my brain into a pulp, and now I'm being influenced.
Right.
But it was one of those things where I saw this dude. He was like getting old blankets and then using patterns to make, you know, outfits or something like that or pants.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. It seems relatively easy, but I don't know. And then my wife is a fashion designer, so she has some know-how. My son was super into Ninja Turtles for 2.5 minutes.
Nice.
So we in Ninja Turtles right now. I've been in for 39 years.
I love Ninja Turtles. It's the first. It's the first movie that I ever took him to in the theaters too. Mutant Mayhem. It was awesome.
You're in the turtle lair now.
You're in the lair right now.
That's right.
Little lounge.
Little turtle lounge.
Little turtle lair.
Nice.
Well, no, in the screen. Not the green screen. That screen on the.
Look at this.
This is very nice.
Pretty good.
It's like just coming into our imagination. Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at
and
that.
And you got the.
You think eat food?
Yeah. Right. It's like Hook.
You're doing it, Peter. You're doing
You're
it.
You're really doing it. Oh, there you are, Peter. Remember that shit?
Such a great movie, man. There's no way that fat one's still alive, right?
No.
That's fucked up. He was a human bowling ball in that movie. Fuck that. Get that nigga his flowers.
Is there a way we can check?
The fat kid from The Hook. The fat black
kid.
The
children, if you need help, because I know y'all didn't see it, they were born in the 90s.
That's right.
But it's like two black kids and one of them is really fat.
Well, and he put himself into a ball and then
rolled down the steps and took out all the pirates.
Google's pretty honest though. You could probably type in "fat black kid from Hook" and they'll give it to you.
100%.
Oh, I totally did, and this is what it brought up.
That's him.
There he is.
Oh shit, he doing bad. Look at that.
Oh no, he on Ozempic. All right.
Nah, that's cigarettes. He on. He looked like he got the hole in his neck.
Oh, no. Is he hanging out with the Mighty Ducks goalie?
Yeah! They look just alike. That's meth. That's methamphetamine. That's a good pull, man. Mike Cannon.
What is his name?
Goldberg.
Yeah.
No, the black kid. This black kid. Can we find if he's still alive or not?
Hold on. It says Rashawn Hammond is his name.
Still active.
Still active.
Seems like he's still alive.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Cool. All right.
Oh, level 2,837. That's where I'm at. Duolingo that, nigga. There you go. 2,837.
Go that.
That's a lot of words.
Oh. my hot friend over here.
I'm a hot blonde. I'm a ditzy blonde. Ditzy blonde? Anyway.
Oh, shit.
Are you into numerology?
No, I'm not. I just like the number four because it's 2000. I'm turning 40 this year. All that whole.
But he's in the shoes, you know.
But I like shoes. I like. I'm in the fours, shopping, the Jordan fours.
Sure.
The threes are pretty cool.
Going to the mall with my friends.
I like the numbers that they put on an off white. Yeah. But yeah, I'm just y'all. Are
and
men.
I like just, I like jewelry and.
Y'all got families.
Baking.
Married. This nigga dancing and shit. Me and my girl done went to a few dinners. One vacation and where we got stalked by iguanas, and now I don't want to go on vacation
no
anymore.
Kidding. So where'd you go?
Where we go? Where was we at? St. Thomas.
Okay. And you didn't care for the lizards.
No, we trying to go to Amsterdam this year.
He showed his colors down there. They were in the pool, and the lizards fell in the pool with him. Uh-huh. And he took off and left his girl.
Push my
pool
girl.
With the
there you go, dude. Oh man,
Dennis!
I would instantly shove my wife into an alligator's mouth. It wouldn't even be a question.
Right.
I would throw just some rotten chicken in her hands too, just to make sure.
Go.
Who's gonna provide for our kid? Me. Duh.
Yeah. Come on. He needs a strong male role model.
Yeah. So all right, Derek. We never did. Asked you this because he was talking about he's watching movies to kind of bond with his chick. What do you and your chick do to bond?
Me and my chick, the way we bond, we watch shows on Netflix and or whatever. Just docs, crazy documentaries, like murder documentaries. We both like
only them. Netflix. Have you come over to Tubi yet?
We have not come to Tubi. Hulu and Amazon.
Do you watch Tubi?
No.
What the fuck? And you said it so adamantly. You said it so like, what? No.
I'm stunned. I've never heard a single person advocate Tubi in my entire life.
Tubi?
I've heard it as a punchline.
Spokesperson.
Tubi is
spokesman
for
Tubi.
Future.
This motherfucker is.
It's the future. Okay.
Tubi is basically Netflix when Netflix first started.
Right. And you remember when YouTube first came out and it was just like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, you could watch the Columbine security.
Horror movies.
Tubi is that. You know what I mean?
On a Nokia
like,
phone.
Yeah, I didn't know I needed to see this shit, but I can't stop now. You know what I mean? So I actually wanted to go. This is a cheap way to lead into a segment. Can we do a little to be, not to be?
To be or not to be.
This is great. I love to be.
To be or not to be. So
this
I'm
is a, shit.
I'm going to read to y'all.
To be or not to be.
There you go. Right. I'm going to read to you guys the descriptions of some movies.
Okay.
You guys are going to tell me whether this is a Tubi or not Tubi.
All right, go ahead. Hook it up.
All right, let's start off with, I guess, a little easy one here. After 3 years of serial cheating, Ozias comes clean to
Tubi.
His wife.
Tubi. Curtain closed. Shut the fuck up. That's too easy. Nigga, that was too easy. Cut it out. Start another one. Abso-fucking-lutely. Jeez. What's his name? Ozias? Oh.
That's what Sid will start off with an easy. All right. Just so Mike catches up with the game. You understand what we're doing.
All right. Okay.
But yeah, cool. Just to finish that one off in case anyone wanted to know. Ozias comes clean to his wife and places the blame of his transgressions on an uncontrollable sex addiction. That is Sexaholics, and that is a Tubi original.
Wow, Sexaholics.
Good. Who plays Eric Benet?
Eric Benet plays.
Mario Ozias. Lopez.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he gets it in, doesn't he? All right, this is a great one. A pair of fake it till you make it promoters overpromise a concert headlined by Young Jeezy. They must get creative quick to deliver.
That's not to be. That's a Netflix.
You say Young Jeezy?
Yeah, I say Young Jeezy.
Unless Jeezy is an angel investor in Tubi, that is not happening.
That's great. Not Tubi.
Not Tubi? Okay. Booth, anything on this from the booth, Nat?
I think they've made a compelling argument. I'm going to go with not Tubi.
Not Tubi? Okay. Yeah. T, what you got?
I'm going to go ahead and say it is a Tubi movie only because, unfortunately, I'm seeing former famous people on current Tubi movies now.
Damn.
Okay.
Like, remember that girl who played the oldest daughter in My Wife and Kids, Claire?
Yeah.
Sort of like the girl with the long curly hair.
Yeah.
She's in a Tubi movie as like the star.
Oh, no. She was in You Got Served. She was in You Got Served. She was Omarion's love interest. You Got Served. She was mega when she was on.
Yeah.
She was mega.
Yes. The same chick.
Yeah.
She's doing Tubi movies now. So.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's the future. Okay, that is not a Tubi
movie.
That movie is actually Janky Promoters.
Okay.
Starring Ice Cube and Mike Epps.
Yep.
And Young Jeezy is actually in that.
Yeah, no kidding.
You can find it on Tubi, but it's not a Tubi original.
Okay. Yeah. Was that around the time of... All About the Benjamins?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. All right.
I love that movie. He just said that he was on blow that entire
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, he said, remember that? He said, I was on cocaine. Remember the part when I was like, I had been up for 3 days.
That shit.
Help me, bro.
45, 47.
That is why comedians are the most free people in the fucking world. Yeah. No other job will allow you to admit, yeah, I was high out of my fucking mind while I was at work for years.
He was like, 51, I got a lot of 50 million. He was like, I've been up for 3 days. That, Mike Epps is one of the best, bro.
He was so
I
funny.
Read his book. That's how much I love that dude. Mm-hmm. I only read two comedy books in my whole life. It's Richard Pryor's. And Mike Epps, that's it.
He's not doing that, right? He's not playing Pryor?
I hope. He did once, and he did very well, but
yeah.
The movie stunk.
Oh, that's
the movie was trash, but he was great as Pryor.
Yeah.
And then everybody else. I've seen people try to play him in that comedy show on Showtime. Mm-hmm. There was a guy who played Pryor.
Oh, yeah. No, he's one of those dudes where it's like, he's a good writer, but he also says everything funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's like he's just blasting comedy. Like he's just pure funny.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Mike funny. He'd be big. Be laughing, bro.
All right, let's do another one.
All right.
Here is the brain of a murdered high school student is implanted into a T-Rex.
What?
He escapes, wreaks havoc, and torments. And he escapes and wreaks havoc on his tormentors and reunites with his sweetheart. So the brain of a murdered high school student is implanted into a T-Rex.
Mm.
He escapes, wreaks havoc on his tormentors, and reunites with his sweetheart.
Not Tubi, because Tubi don't have sci-fi.
I was going to say similarly,
yeah.
They don't have the budget to pull off the computer.
Even a shitty budget. Even a shitty budget. I don't give a fuck.
Interspecies dinosaur human.
I don't give a fuck. That's not Tubi. That can't be Tubi, bro. For real? We got to watch that if that's Tubi. Get the fuck out of here. Somebody lied to me. I need to write some scripts. Send it to Tubi. Get the hell out of here. That is a wild concept. That's like one of them just put your hand in a hat,
yeah,
take out a few pieces of paper. T-Rex, high school murderer, love interest. Bam.
Just the AI just shook it up and was like, here you go. Right?
That's a 52 pickup. Hit. That's a 52 pickup movie. What the hell was that?
All right. Oh, this is the movie. This is the movie. Okay.
Wow.
So, yeah, that movie is called Tammy and the T-Rex. It's starring Denise Richards and a very young Paul Walker. It is not a Tubi movie.
Bah!
Wow.
But this is a real movie.
That's
Paul
sick.
Walker gets murdered and turns into a dinosaur.
Yeah!
And tries to get Denise Richards
That's
back.
Sick. That's great.
I made it to the end, and the ending is as ridiculous as the premise of the movie.
Yeah.
Like, they just push it. They just push it all the way.
Shout out to my homegirl, my homies, Trav and Rachel, a married couple that put me onto this movie and was like, you got to see this thing. This is fucking insane.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Wait, how did it come full circle? He evolves back into a human, but he has really short arms.
Are you cool with me?
Absolutely.
Spoiler.
Wait. Give the audience a chance. If you don't want to hear this, then go ahead and fast forward like
Skip
a minute.
Yeah. But basically, they try to get him a new body so that he could go back into human form, and they can't. So she figures out how to wire his brain into a camera.
Okay.
And she just dates this brain connected to a camera, and they kind of like leave it there.
Yeah, because the T-Rex thing was odd. It was getting...
Yeah.
But T-Rex, she was, like, kissing him, and he attended his funeral and he was crying because everybody thought he was dead. It's a whole thing.
The T-Rex attended the funeral?
Yeah. T-Rex.
Wearing a suit?
The T-Rex.
No, he was hiding in the bushes.
Oh, wait.
Because, you know, T-Rexes can do
that's
that.
That's right.
They can hide in the bushes. Where's the goat? Where's the goat?
The bushes in the cemetery.
Oh, okay. There, bushes. You know. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Shit. It's a ridiculous movie.
Dude, are there... I've been talking about this recently because I just rewatched that scene. Is there like a more vicious punch thrown in movie history than Tom Hanks's overhand right?
The craziest thing is, I think the one that he did in college was more vicious.
Which one?
When he catches Jenny getting in the backseat of the car.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Oh, no, yeah.
That guy, at least this guy went through a table to get away from it. True. That other guy was just in the car just eating it. And he's got to drive home in the pouring rain after getting bopped
by an autistic soldier.
Yeah.
That's extra strength. Now you want to see how down the rabbit hole I go or the little temple run. I read the books last year.
Uh-huh.
The Forrest Gump. And
the Forrest Gump books?
Yeah, it's a novel. The movie was based on a novel. They really cleaned up Forrest with Tom Hanks.
Uh-huh.
Like, in the book, he's like a 6'7", 315-pound just... Mongoloid.
Oh,
you know
okay.
what I mean? So okay. it's.
Oh, he the hunchback of Notre Dame. That's what it sounds like.
It's not this cute little, you know
he
what I mean?
Like, help but make history.
Yeah, that's crazy. What, no feathers, probably?
Bro, yeah, man. Like, it's a wild story. I highly recommend that.
I
got to get this goddamn book club started, man. You guys got to read these books. Because this book, and then there's a sequel, Gump and Co.,
mm-hmm.
where it's just Jenny's dead, he's got the son,
and the company
goes bankrupt because Forrest got canceled. Forrest runs for senator. Like, it is crazy. And he almost wins.
All he
wins.
Got to do is just grab him by the pussy.
No, tell him the phrase.
His slogan was not make America. His slogan was, oh, I got to pee. I got to pee. He almost won on I got to pee.
Yeah,
and his competitors, they were so behind in the polls that they changed their slogan to, I got to pee too.
Oh, shit. I had about 15 Dr. Peppers. I fucking love that scene. That line in that movie murders me every time. I don't know. I had about 15 Dr. Peppers.
My favorite line in that movie is when the guy with the army comes up to he's like, hey, son, have you ever given any thought to your future? And he goes, thought?
Remember that? that's a gem.
That is a gem.
Staying at the hotel, Abbott.
Can I get a coffee by any chance?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, that's the caffeine.
Let's be the last one.
Give me another Tubi. This is a good one. This is a good game. This is a good game this time.
All right. You ready? A blissfully self-centered girl who wakes up on her birthday in a stranger's bed. As the morning goes on, she gets the eerie feeling she's experienced the events of this day before. When a mass killer suddenly takes her life in a brutal attack, she once again magically wakes up in the stranger's bed unharmed.
Keep going. I'm thinking about it.
And now the frightened young woman must relive the same day over and over until she figures out who murdered
her. Happy Death Day. That's not Tubi. Happy Death Day. That's not Tubi. Get the fuck out of here, Dave. You gotta go. Come on, man. You smart. You gotta go down the hole for that. I knew that. I watched that.
That was amazing. Is that horror movie?
It's one of them horror comedies.
Yeah. It's a horror comedy. And shameless plug, it is the movie that we watched on No Need at the Movies, dropping this Friday. So if you are interested in that plot, watch along with me this Friday at what time are we dropping that? 2 o'clock?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. Great fucking movie.
In celebration of Happy Dave's Death birthday.
Oh, yeah. My birthday is Saturday, so Friday, watch that along, that'll be a cool little Happy Death Day.
Your birthday this Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday.
You're already 41? Wait a minute.
I just turned 40.
That was a year ago when you went to
tore my foot up and everything. Yeah, man, that's what I'm saying. You see how crazy the year's been?
Jesus Christ.
I've just been in the crib just...
I get you some money or something.
Yeah, man. So just
throw you a couple dollars.
But yeah, watch that movie. This movie was great. Mm. I didn't know. You put me onto this, right, T? Yeah.
Happy Death Day.
Is this a Tubi or not?
This was not a Tubi. Okay. He called it. He ruined it for everybody else with his little hot chick. Hey, I know the answer.
I'm smart.
I know this one. Yay. One for the
I helped.
Derek, you strike me as someone who will call bingo before it's over.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to know I'm in the room.
Bingo.
Got it, bitch.
I saw the number. Bingo.
Yeah. Oh, man.
No, I helped.
But, yeah, you can, if you want to watch along, you know, go to gasdigital.com under the bonus content. If you are not a member, please use promo code NNFA for a 7-day free trial. Watch along. Get that, all the other shows, and all the other episodes on the network. It's getting hot in here. Maybe we should take a little break.
Yeah, come back.
All right. Mike, can you tell the people where they can find you online if they're looking for you, social media,
yeah,
and any plugs you want to?
At I Am Mike Cannon across all social media. And then Chrissy Chaos, I'm the co-host of that with Chris DeStefano. I'm on the road, MikeCannonComedy.com. I'm filming a special, actually, in Stamford, Connecticut, April 6th, doing two shows. At New York Comedy Club in Stamford, Connecticut, which I know is wildly confusing. But all those tickets are MikeCannonComedy.com. And, yeah.
Bumped. Nice, man.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah. So we'll take a little break. We'll come back and see you guys in a little bit in the second half. All
right, yep.
This episode of No Need for Apologies was performed in front of a studio full of people that were half listening while they were working on something else.